After the UK expels Russian diplomats following the poisoning of a spy, how will Moscow respond? This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Susanna Streeter. Good morning. The White House has given its backing to Britain's decision to expel 23 Russian diplomats in response to the nerve agent attack on UK soil. President Trump's spokeswoman accused Moscow of undermining the security of countries worldwide. Russia has denied any involvement in the poisoning of a spy, his daughter, and a police officer. Evgenia Slepstova is a senior economist for Central and Eastern Europe with Oxford Economics. I asked her about the US response.
The White House is sending the right signals that it's behind the UK in condemning this attack. Really, I think it depends what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will make. I think in the US we're seeing a consensus of Republican Party, which is quite hawkish.
What response do you think we might expect from Russia?
Symmetric, I think. They would also expel diplomats in return. And then if the UK already goes for financial sanctions, then still, I don't think Russia's reaction would be symmetric in that sense. Russia doesn't tend to respond in kind because it knows that the sort of Western capital is more important to it than the Russian capital to the West.
Evgenia Slepstova there. Let's do the numbers. It's been a mixed bag on stock exchanges. Shares in Europe are looking pretty positive so far, and in Tokyo and Hong Kong, markets closed marginally higher, but investors are staying cautious over fears of a global trade war, which also prompted a fall on Wall Street at the close. Singapore is still the most expensive city to live in the world. That's according to a global survey by the Economist Intelligence Unit. It also shows that US cities have slipped out of the top 10 most pricey places to live. Nikita Sisodia crunched the numbers. I asked her if there was anything that's value for money in Singapore.
So there are, of course, specific costs that make Singapore more expensive. It is, for instance, the most expensive place in the world to buy and run a car. And also, it is a very expensive city in which to buy clothes. There is a lot of importing of luxury European brands to satisfy consumer demand. So that also increases the price of clothes in Singapore. And these are two categories for which Singapore is really high up in the rankings. U.S. cities have, in fact, fallen by an average of 4 places in the ranking. And there's also substantial variation across U.S. cities. The most expensive, New York, is ranked 13th, but the cheapest city, which is Atlanta, actually ranks at 77th position.
Paris still comes in at number 2, but interestingly, alcohol and also cigarettes are value for money, according to the survey in Paris. Is that because of the cafe culture that exists?
Absolutely. A lot depends on the proliferation, the availability of the products in the market itself. So if a good is widely available, it's going to be cheaper in the country. Alcohol, just because it's so widely available, is cheaper in Paris. That's one of the main reasons that we see, apart from inflation and currency movements, is the availability of a product affecting its prices.
Nikita Sisodia there. Around the world, more women are earning a wage, but India, it seems, is going in the opposite direction. An economic report shows that less than a quarter of women there now work, compared to more than a third over a decade ago. Why? Well, the BBC's Rahul Tandon has been investigating in Kolkata.
Masterji?
It's a busy time at Jugnu Ray's fashion business. She set up this company a few years ago, and now it's flourishing. But it wasn't easy, because she says that many men still find it hard to take orders from a female boss.
A lot to do with the men not being so comfortable of having a woman around.
But those attitudes are reflective often of attitudes that exist at home.
All these men who are out there, they come from a setup where their mothers have never worked or their wives don't work. They are just meant to be at home, raising children or doing the household chores.
So conservative attitudes are clearly a problem here in India, but are there other factors? I've come for a cup of chai or tea with Saswati Chowdhury, one of this city's leading economists.
it can be the case that women are going in for more studies or more education, and they no longer just drop out and go in for work. Another reason can also be that since there are no jobs available, the males are not getting jobs. Where will the women get their jobs from?
In terms of attitudes to women working, has that moved significantly in India?
The glass ceiling is always there. If you talk about the rural areas, the attitude has not changed much.
The findings of the economic survey reflect the problems that many women face on busy streets like this on a daily basis here in India. Many families still prefer to have boys rather than girls, so the scale of change is huge. But what the survey has done is show that the progress of change is much slower than people thought.
It's generally the mindset of the middle-class men. The women are meant for the house.
India wants to become an economic superpower. To achieve that, has to start giving more opportunities to the women of this country.
Rahul Tandon reporting there from Kolkata. Finally, despite the cold weather and long dark winters, the United Nations says Finland is the happiest place to live in the world. Hey, hey, that's bye-bye in Finnish. Thanks for listening. I'm Susanna Streeter with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.